This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into this day, I just want you to remember that living the Christian life is simple, but it's not easy. Simple, but not easy. The simple reality is you love God with all your heart, you put Him first, and you trust Him with your life. But it's not easy, is it? Because so often we encounter circumstances that challenge that, circumstances that make it easy for us to compromise, that move us just a little bit, and then the next time, just a little bit further, away from the life we know God wants us to live. And our experience shows us every time we move away from what God wants for us, our lives become worse. Every time we move towards what God wants for us, our lives become better. Why is that? Well, it's because God is real. He's there. He's involved. And He works out life to follow the pattern that He has designed for us. He's made life so it doesn't work when we don't put Him first in our lives. We're looking all this week at the life of Daniel in the Old Testament, and here is a man who decided to put God first in his life. He was put in a situation, captive by the Babylonians, and then taken into the court of the king of Babylon because of his capabilities, and being trained, and being pressured to eat the king's food that he knew broke the laws of God, and he had to make his decision. Am I going to do what keeps my head intact with my body, or am I going to honor God? And if I honor God, can I trust Him in this circumstance? Again, I think of something said from the New Testament when Jesus said in Matthew 22, verse 27, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Do you know that if your Christian life is only the expression of your willpower to do what you think is right, is only the expression of you trying to live out sort of a way of life that you feel responsible to do, when you come under deep pressure like Daniel faced, you'll cave in. You won't be able to keep on pressing forward with the life God plans for you. But when you're living of the Christian life, when you're putting God's ways first, flows not out of just sort of this commitment to live the right way, but out of love for God. Wow, that changes everything. That's why Jesus said this. A man asked him, "What is the greatest commandment? What is the most important thing to God in my life?" And instantly Jesus replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." This is true for you as well. You think of Daniel, his commitment in that situation when he was so pressured to compromise, his commitment to honor God in his life. And when you think of that, just remember that kind of commitment, the kind of commitment you want, that you wish you had in your life when you are facing pressure, it doesn't flow from stronger willpower. It flows from a love for God. And maybe you think, well, you know, I do love God, but I don't know if I love Him with all my heart, soul, and mind. How do I increase my love for God? Well, kind of like you increase your love for a person in your life. You spend time with them. You talk to them. You come to understand them and where they're coming from and what motivates them, what they care about. You come to understand how much they care for you and love you. And all of these things go together to deepen your love for that person. It's the same with your love for God. It's not just some kind of beautiful concept that you can adopt and suddenly you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. No, you have to cultivate that relationship. You have to nurture it. That's why when you get up in the morning and you have your shower and you start to wake up, make it part of your morning sort of set of things that you do to just carve out some time. This is the time, from this time to this time every morning, I'm going to open my Bible and I'm going to read a bit and just invite God to speak to me. And when God speaks to me, I'm going to talk back. I'm going to respond and interact with Him. I'm going to talk with Him about my day and the things I'm facing. And I'm going to ask Him to be involved and to help me. And in all of that, your love for God is going to begin to grow. Then choosing to do the right thing when you're tempted is not going to be some hard thing. It's going to just flow from your love for God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.